For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Douglas, good morning. You're on the Mike Calda Show.
Hey, buddy, what's up?
Hi, Doug.
Great show today. Hey, listen, I got to tell you one thing. When you're not there, you take a day off or you're wherever, and you don't have like a guest host,
yeah.
Spanish talks way too much.
Too much, right?
He talks too much.
Bring it back, Spanish. Slow it down when I'm not here.
Well, it is radio.
Please,
we are supposed to talk.
Even now, when you're back, I just see he's like, you just hear his voice so much.
Basically, you just don't like Spanish.
No, it seems. I think I'm feeling a little love, Douglas, coming from you right now.
Sorry, I just. We get enough of you on the after show.
Yeah.
You don't
save it for the, after show, Spanish. Even right now, you're talking too much.
Talking
over him.
He's addressing
him.
Your crooked manners. Go get guests and shut up.
Thank you. Go what else, Doug?
Yeah, crooked manners. I don't know, what does that mean?
Leave Doug alone. You're talking to
Doug,
you're proving
stupid.
Him right.
Doug is pretty dumb.
Oh,
yeah, and he hung up.
Oh, we lost a listener.
No, you did. You drove away a listener.
Doug didn't like you guys either.
Doug said I had a great show, and even when I'm not here, it's good, except when you talk.
No, he was like, your whole show is bad because you put me on it. So.
Spanish, do you think that was Black Doug?
No, that was White
or
Doug.
Or Normal Doug.
That was White Normal Doug.
Carlos, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Mike.
Hi, Carlos.
Man, I love your show. Love the police. Love this country.
Thank you.
Like right the police, now, like Sting and Andy Summers?
No, he means the cops.
Sorry,
the police. I mean, I had my partner with them when I was younger, but besides that, anyways, about the Kaepernick, one thing about this country is that when there's a problem, we respond to it in a negative manner. With the Kaepernick situation, how many people actually are sitting at home doing the Star Spangled Banner at home when the game is going on?
What do you mean? That's true. I'm standing in my living room. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, exactly. No, nobody's standing in the living room or even at the concession stand. They don't shut down the concession stands.
Oh, I stop wherever I am. I honestly do. If I'm in the concession or if I'm walking to my seat and they play, I'll stop wherever. I think it's disrespectful. And you should see the looks I give people when they start chatting it up during it. I'll look at them like, stop what you're doing and pay attention. I don't know. I think it's because I was a Boy Scout that I've learned to respect the national anthem and the flag so much.
So, yeah, you can hear people protesting about that. You know, one good thing about the Kaepernick, people should be seeing is that, wait a minute, how come we all do it, you know? How come we're not at home doing it? Or how come there's commercials? How come there's...
We only like to do it when people notice us, Carlos.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, and then we go crazy because some guy put a knee, but how about yourself, you know?
Yeah, I got you. Thank you, mi amigo. Appreciate the call. Let me go to... sorry, wrong line there. Hi, Mike Calda Show. Good morning.
Hi. When I was listening to his open letter, he said you get bit by a mosquito. Mosquitoes do not have teeth. They sting you. They insert the virus in you.
Oh, man, I hope you get the virus because you wasted a goddamn phone call on that.
Why are you so mean? The woman's calling to explain to you the mosquitoes don't have teeth.
Everyone in the goddamn world says mosquitoes bite you.
Now she hung up.
You guys are losing us listeners. Spanish driving them away.
Lady was nice enough to call in and correct you so you don't sound stupid in the future, and you got to be mean to her.
She is an idiot.
Kate,
she was probably a mosquito.
Uh-oh.
With Zika.
Hello?
Kate, yes. Hi, Kate.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, sorry. I was calling to, like, go off of what this guy said about Spanish talking too much yesterday.
You agree with that?
Unfortunately, I do. My boyfriend and I, we listen to this show every day.
Oh, you lost me a boyfriend.
Your opinion no longer matters. Let's mansplain something.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Yesterday you were listening and you were like, man, it's bad enough Mike Calda, the sexy voice isn't here. Why does that little kid keep talking?
Yeah, I missed your voice so much. And then Spanish, like, it was just like, we were listening to it, and it was almost where we had to turn the station off.
It was almost like
we were all on Molly, just like talking, blah, blah, blah.
And the worst part about this whole thing, Spanish?
Yeah.
I bet you she's hot.
No, not with...
I bet you she's hot.
Did you know you just spoke to me on the phone, Kate, when I put you on hold? Did you know that was me?
I said it. I was like, I hope I'm not speaking to Spanish.
And you were so lovely.
Yeah, because she thought it was probably you.
And she's like, let me explain something
to you, Spanish, though. Kate sounds too dumb not to be hot.
I know.
Oh, is that an insult? I don't know.
No, Kate is hot, and she's dead on about Spanish.
No, she's chubby, and she hates her boyfriend.
We're going to need to see your Facebook. Hold on, I'm going to put you on hold. Give me Spanish your Facebook so we can make fun of him, okay?
Okay.
If she hangs up, it means she's fat.
Oh, yeah.
Get her Facebook. Now talk to the girl who insulted you and get her Facebook page.
Yes.
Yeah. Her, and do it fast like Carmen would. God damn, you're so slow. Mike Caldisciolo. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Also hot. This one's hot. I can tell you right away.
Oh, my gosh. I need to call and stick up for Spanish.
Oh, no, you were hot.
No, what's going on?
What is your name, first of all?
Michelle.
Michelle?
Yes.
And how old are you?
I'm older.
Like, older than what? Michelle's 26.
Michelle?
Yes. Oh, my God, you nailed it.
Okay,
oh,
Michelle's gross. 26 years old. She definitely likes music festivals.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Takes Molly every once in a while?
No.
Ever?
Never.
Smoke pot? Yeah. Same thing.
She wears kimonos?
No.
Yeah, she does.
No, she wears,
kimonos, and she has one of those big brim hats.
No, she does. Like a bit like Zorro? No.
No, like the big floppy
hippie
ones.
I know what you're talking about. What do you do for a living? Student?
I work in the hospital.
Mm-hmm. Nursing student. You clean butts?
No.
What do you do? Phlebotomist?
I work in a pharmacy.
Okay. All right, hold on. We're looking at Kate. Is that Kate?
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on. Kate's old news now. Now we're going to put you on hold and we're looking at Michelle. Hold on, Michelle, okay?
Okay.
All right, Michelle's smoking hot. Guarantee you.
What did Michelle
say? You said that about the last one, too.
No. Well, listen to me. In relation to what Spanish said, she's hot. She's the opposite of what Spanish said. No. She's skinny.
Yeah.
Bad teeth. But
this one.
Oh, man.
Hey, if you're going to throw it out, you better be able to take it. That's all I'm
saying.
If
your annoying voice didn't get to her, now you're insulting her teeth.
You know, sometimes things, the
truth
hurts.
You are messed up, Spanish. Her teeth look fine.
Not from this
stuff. She's a beautiful young lady. Thank you for calling in, ma'am, and we appreciate you listening.
You got the next one, Spanish?
No, I don't have the next one yet. What line is she on?
Six.
Okay.
Talk to Michelle. I guarantee you Michelle's a 9.
Yeah?
10. Yeah. Mm. No? What do you
think?
I'm
going to
say no. I'm pretty good at this.
I'm going to say she's kind of a plain Jane.
I'm going to say she is...
She's a plain Jane. She got her freshman 15 still.
Really?
Yeah.
I think she's actually...
Yeah, nursing is tough, man. Long hours.
No, I think she's too skinny.
Eat out of the vending machine.
Mm-hmm. I think she's too skinny. She doesn't eat at all. I wish.
No, I'm just saying.
And if I'm wrong about this, I'm retiring.
Okay.
Blonde or brunette?
Brunette. Short hair, too. Not like short, but like shoulder length where it's not great.
I say blonde.
Sorry, Michelle.
And not beautiful, Chinese. But she's cute.
Oh, you said a 9. You said a goddamn 9.
You can still be a 9. Her face, I'm saying like her face isn't like, oh my God, she's gorgeous.
She's not going to give me your name to look her up on Facebook.
Yeah.
Probably has bad teeth also.
I was wrong then, so I'm done with this game.
There you go. Right. Well, hey, by the way, Spanish, she was on your side, dummy.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Michelle was.
Doesn't matter? You're still going to insult her?
Yeah,
insulting everybody. Sorry,
what's that, Michelle?
I was on Spanish's side.
Why won't you let us see what you look like?
He's hilarious.
Oh. Why won't you let him see what you look like? You just lost all of
They're
us.
Too
on
good.
I don't think you know what hilarious means.
She does.
Michelle?
Yes.
Spanish. Yes. Shout out to Michelle.
I'm sorry, Michelle. I love you. You sound very lovely.
I love you guys. I love your show. I listen every morning. You guys are awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Michelle. I really appreciate it. You have a very hot telephone voice.
500. Who is that?
That is a singer that I keep trying to hook up with, but...
What?
Yeah, but not like...
Oh, you're exclusive.
Not like hookup, like go see her band.
Wow.
Yeah. She's got a boyfriend now. I think they're getting married soon, so...
Line one says you have the most annoying voice ever. Oh. Good morning. Hello.
It's Medicine Man.
Oh, wait, no. He has the most annoying voice ever. So sorry. Amy Schumer was here in Tampa. She upset a bunch of people because she went political. on our show. She brought a gentleman on stage named Dave who talked about why he's voting for Trump. Then she threatened to have people who booed thrown out of the building. It made national news everywhere, as do most things that come out of Tampa. And now Amy Schumer reads an open letter apology to Tampa after insulting people by talking about Trump. I don't feel that this is going to be genuine.
No, or do you think she's going to be smart-ass?
Yeah, smart-ass. That's what I think.
And Tampa, I'm so sorry. Dearest Tampa, I'm sorry you didn't want me, a comedian who talks about what she believes in, to mention the biggest thing going on in our country right now.
By the way, I have to stop it right there. Yeah. It's not why Tampa got mad.
No.
She's losing me. Amy Schumer's losing me. That one-night stand we had here will be erased. Here's the deal. No one in Tampa is mad that you brought up the election. We're all talking about it. It's that you threatened to have people thrown out because they were booing. What?
I said not threatened. Actually had...
Yeah.
Actually threw out people.
And told people to leave if they didn't want it, and they left.
Okay, to spend 5 minutes having a peaceful conversation with someone with different views.
You didn't have a peaceful conversation. You invited a man on stage so that you can make him look stupid because you asked him to tell you why he's voting for Trump, and then when he got on stage, you proceeded to tell him why he was an idiot for doing so. Now, don't get me wrong. You're a comedian. I could buy into it, but I wouldn't have walked out, but I can see why people think that that was dumb.
After this show, I want you to know that I will go straight to a rehab facility that will teach me how to make all people happy, both the rich, entitled white people who are going to vote for him and the very poor people who've been tricked into it. And Tampa, I'm so sorry. I shouldn't have said that he was an orange, sexually assaulting, fake college-starting monster. I shouldn't have said that. I will never again say that he is an orange, sexually assaulting...
Well, she's saying it again.
...fake college-starting...
She said she wasn't going to, and then she did.
That's the only funny part. Inject a little.
That
funny,
was the funny part.
Well, and her knees.
Monster. Honestly, I am so grateful you're all here, and I was grateful for everyone in that audience that night, even the people that left. And I look forward to putting this all behind us in a couple weeks when Hillary Clinton is our mother.
Oh yeah. So exciting. Yep. Well,
she used the F word, guys.
Bye.
Mother F. Hillary is our mother F in president.
Bye.
That's dumb.
She does have terrible knees, though.
Yeah. I got two words for you, Amy Schumer. Gretchen Wilson. That's where you'll be in a couple of years. Everybody's going to go, remember that one chick?
Mm-hmm.
What was that other chick? Grace Under Fire.
Yeah, Brett Butler.
Brett Butler. There you go.
Brett Butler. Grace Under Fire.
TikTok. I don't know. I'm just saying. Remember, everybody was like, oh, Gretchen Wilson speaks for women. She's like, where is she now? I think she's back.
Nowhere.
She's a waitress somewhere. Whoa. She ballooned, huh?
Wow.
Holy.
That is unfortunate.
Not her. Not Amy Schumer. Right? I'm talking about Gretchen Wilson.
Yeah. That is unfortunate.
Was she
look.
John Rich?
Wow.
What are you saying? Amy, what's your name?
Carmen.
Carmen?
Huh?
Amy Schumer's got cankles? Is that what you said?
I can't see them in this picture.
But you keep going to her knees.
She's got bad knees.
Well, you guys keep saying she has bad knees. So
you said knees. I didn't say nothing.
Say knees.
I'm trying to talk and you keep showing her knees.
And you keep saying knees.
I didn't say a word about
so
her knees.
I keep showing them because I think
I
you
said Chinese,
to.
Japanese. What are these?
Look at knees.
Oh, you're the one that keeps saying it.
I did that time. She does have terrible knees, though.
What's terrible about
her? They just, look. You know, she always wears
covered in fat.
I like her. Why are you making me? Why, Galvin?
I said
what?
I
didn't want to say it, but yeah, that was what I was saying.
She doesn't
yeah.
have bad knees.
She's got fat knees. No, I didn't say bad. I was saying fat.
Oh no, she has nothing.
Why, Carmen? Carmen, fight her at the punch out.
Okay.
Oh, that'd be great. By the way, we should issue a challenge on behalf of Tampa. Carmen will fight for the dignity of Tampa against Amy Schumer.
That's not bad.
Just so you guys know,
bitch, Amy Schumer.
This is why Hillary's going to make a great president. It's because you guys are attacking women.
Oh man.
You can't. Deal.
Mother effing Hillary
you can't
Clinton.
Deal with Amy Schumer's intellect, you know, so you have to attack her physically.
I get attacked every goddamn day at work, and I don't bitch about it.
Yeah, right?
Because so,
you got nice knees.
Yeah, I got great knees. Yeah,
you
and
handle,
I don't
like,
have t- there with
the
teeth.
I have ugly knees. I don't complain about it.
Yeah, you
do. It.
You have a Twitter about your knees.
Yeah, I know. But listen, I had an accident. I had an injury. So I am allowed to have
So you're
knees.
Saying you'll fight Amy Schumer to defend Tampa is what you're saying.
All I mean, right. I'll defend Tampa
you'll kill
against
it.
Anyone.
Uh-huh.
Besides.
In a spelling bee.
That's not fair. No. We all know. Like, come on, guys.
I don't know how good of a spelling
Amy Schumer is.
Come on. I mean, I think she's decent. Look at her.
Spelling or fighting?
Spelling.
Will you fight Amy Schumer to defend Tampa? Challenge issued.
She doesn't accept and she doesn't love people.
Right.
She does.
Right. She hates kids.
Oh,
to be honest
I
with
heard
her.
That.
There's
and
kids
Hillary
in Tampa.
Clinton.
Yeah. I hope Donald Trump wins now. Now I'm definitely voting for Trump.
Yeah.
Because Amy Schumer made me mad. I wasn't going to before, but now she put me over the edge. I wasn't sure before, but now, guess what? Orange face monster for president.
Would you be one of the rich entitled white people, or are you one of the poor people that got tricked?
I'm not poor. I'm not easily tricked, I can tell you that.
But you do want your own throne, kind of entitled.
I earned that throne.
I agree. You said great.
Entitled means that you just automatically get it.
Proclaimed.
I'm willing to buy my own. Oh, stop it. Stop it right now, Robert.
Titled.
What's that, Carmen?
So that's what was titled on an interview that you did.
We should get business cards.
Did you
use the King of Tampa Bay Radio?
Don't. It says it on my scepter.
Awesome.
Did you say that or did your boss, John Redden, say that?
I don't know who that is.
Oh, man. He's unacknowledged.
I don't have a boss named John Brennan.
I think you do.
Don't.
Yeah.
Don't. What? Thank you. You're not going to have a boss named John Brennan either if you keep it up. Like that.
I just realized something terrible.
Not only can I fire you, but I can protect you. That's what you should really be watching out for.
Why do you want to fire me?
Because your knees are getting too fat. Well, now I can't fire you. I said it out loud. Damn it. Just kidding, Carmen. I can't even see your knees. I haven't seen them in forever.
They look great.
Should we implement a new rule? She has to have her makeup on and she has to weigh in before she comes in.
Oh, that is messed up. Okay.
Please don't do that. Okay. Please don't do that.
Carmen, what is an acceptable weight?
Oh, my God.
Let me see you right now. Let me just see you. Not weighing you. I just want to see you. Stand
naked?
In that corner over there. No, just stand in that corner. Stand in the corner so I can see you and cover your knees if they're not covered already.
How tall are you, Carmen? You're 5'6"? 5'6".
Right now, she's perfect. Right now, you're perfect weight-wise. Right? Would you agree? You think you're heavy? Oh, that's because society has told you. If you ask me right now, you're perfect. What are you clocking in at?
5'7", you should be...
163.
5'6". No. 5'6", you should be 135.
I should be.
Yeah.
163.
135 you should be. I'm going to say you're 148.
165.
A little down. 119.
161.
158.
54. 55. Let's just say
160. So you're a good 20 pounds overweight.
Yeah. By whose standards?
I
think you're
Earth.
Perfect. I think you're perfect right now.
No, I'm saying she said 5'6", 135.
Oh no. Okay.
Is that what we're doing?
Yeah, listen, right. Judge your pants.
Yeah.
I will give you you're 154 now. I will give you a 6 pound accidental overage. You're 160 is the goal. So every day you stand at the doorway.
160.
You show us your face because we can see your makeup, and then you step on the scale, and if it goes over 160, you're not allowed to come in.
Weight chart for women: 5'6", small frame, and I'm not going to say you're a small frame.
She's athletic.
You're athletic.
Yeah.
I got you. So we'll say medium frame. Okay. We'll say medium frame. Okay.
5'6".
Do you agree? Medium frame.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Medium frame should be from 130 to 144.
Ooh. All right, maybe we knock it out at 155.
155. I can't drive.
155, because she's athletic.
It's muscle. Muscle weighs more, right? Is that a thing?
No, that's not.
No. Okay, so 155 is
the
mark.
I mean, the chart says 130 to 144.
I know, but that chart was made up in the caveman women times.
No, this is new.
Is
this is the latest.
Oh. It says it on it at the top.
Like, you know what, though? I'm not sexist, okay? If you have makeup on and you weigh under 155, you're allowed in the studio. I'm not sexist. I'm not going to make it 140.
I have boobs, so that's not fair.
Yeah, you do have boobs. You do.
So
and they're true. Very nice.
2 pounds a piece.
Right.
Shoulders.
Which will give you... You still have a pound to go.
But my shoulders are
before you screw it up, before you're not allowed in.
Ooh, I got some bad news for you, Carmen.
And the worst is, if you lose, you have to stand outside the door and cry and eat chocolate.
Oh, yeah, that sounds awesome.
You'll learn. Fatty wants to be a fatty. Fatty's going to stay outside.
Bad news.
Oh, no.
You're not even the proper weight for a 5'6" guy.
Oh,
what's the proper weight for a 5'6" guy?
Oh, I don't want to hear 128 that. To 156.
Oh, I'm there.
What's the proper weight for a 6'3" guy?
6'3"? I'm going to say 6'3" should be 180.
One?
Yeah.
It should not start with a one, I can tell you that.
It's 6'3" is going to be around 180. Ideal weight for 6'3" is 176 to 216.
Couple more pounds to go, Carmen. I'll be there too.
6'4" is 182 to 222.
You're telling me I should only weigh 50, I should only weigh 20 something pounds more than Carmen?
Well, that's on the low end. The 176 to 2. So if you want to take right in the middle, you go 200. You should be about 200 pounds.
Perfect. I'm down. What do you got? What do you at? What do you at? Spanish look. She can't read numbers.
I'm down.
She can't read numbers.
Yeah, that's like 153.
All right. You have 2 pounds to go.
I couldn't see.
I'm on the 40
end. I'm in
40s. No, don't get crazy. We can tell by sight.
No, I'm not.
Spanish, you're past the 50.
No, there's the red thing.
Carmen, you got to 155. You're okay. You have to 155.
155?
Yeah, we don't want her to blow up, but we don't want her to be afraid to come to work either. I know, but 50.
I don't have my glasses.
We don't want her to be afraid to come to work.
She's in this room.
She's in here.
Carmen, I'll give you $1,000 if you say hello.
How much?
So, Carmen, you agree tomorrow morning's weigh-in will be 155 and under, full makeup. God. I'm going to allow for a lot of makeup, so we'll say 155.
That's my weight. I can't go over 155.
Right. 155, you're in the hall eating chocolate crying.
For how long?
Life.
Life.
Yeah, that's your... Somebody's got to be a parent in your life. When you're at night, when you're... At night when you're at Patty's and they're like, oh, there's a taco truck here. And be like, I can't go to work tomorrow for binge and tacos.
But you're welcome. What if I get pregnant?
Well, you know, you're allowed to be on the treadmill.
But the baby...
I thought you were drinking that baby away.
I mean, if I'm allowed to gain more weight when I'm pregnant...
Okay, so we're saying you got to be below... Reason. You got to be below 155. When babies are born, let's go on the high end, 10 pounds, so we'll give you 165.
Yeah, 165, but that's it.
Okay, deal.
Yeah, you need to start making yourself throw up before you come in here.
That's not all the weight they put on, though. I mean...
I know, but when the baby's born...
Oh, back then, okay.
How much weight will you allow your girl? Oh my, I can't even say that as a straight face. Will you allow your girl? I'm joking now. Before this gets out of hand, I was ready to write myself hate email after saying that. Ladies, I'm completely joking. No, seriously, I was like, you're Mike. You're a dick.
Not.
You're fat, and you're telling people they can't be fat. Having a baby is beautiful.
Yeah, the answer is 10 pounds.
By the way, real quick, so if she's over 155 out in the hallway and doesn't get paid that day.
That's right.
Oh, no.
Three days in a row.
No, because I still do work.
Consequences.
Listen, if you come in at 156,
yeah, it can't be on
you
air.
Have 24 hours to shave it down or else you don't get paid. You get docked.
One day.
You better get in some trash bags and some sweats.
Mm-hmm.
Start doing wind sprints up and down the hall.
You know what? If you're feeling fat, take the stairs that morning.
I take the stairs every morning.
Ooh, slow it down. You have a heart attack.
Maybe stop in the bathroom and take something else in there.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that'll
start
help.
Bringing some of that cocaine with you to work.
And share. Wait, what?
All right, I got to take a break. Carmen, you should walk around the building.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.